Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Brown Sugar, with the Brown Sugar Radio. And this evening, I am conducting a brief segment on Thanksgiving party etiquette. And, you know, the holidays, this time of year, we're all really, really busy. But I thought that it would be a great time to just share a little bit about party etiquette and, you know, with Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's coming along, by all means, for the host and also for the guest. I just wanted to share a little bit of insight on having a successful holiday party. And so welcome, like I said, all of my brand new listeners. I appreciate the love and support that you're showing for the Brown Sugar Radio. You guys are incredible. I've been receiving your emails. Just wanted to say thanks for all the love, all the friends that have sent the invites. I try to approve everybody because, you know what, I truly do appreciate all of my listeners. And so thank you, thank you, thank you for all the love and support that you have shown. And so what I'd like to get into is basically the Thanksgiving etiquette as far as a few pointers that I'd like to do, that I'd like to go over this evening. And the first one is when you greet your guests at the door, even good friends and family, you always want to make sure that, you know, you're cheerful and you're pleasant at all times. You want to introduce everyone to one another. Don't assume that someone knows the other person. You know, just make them feel comfortable. Keep the food and drinks coming. Keep circulating and making sure that everyone is engaged in conversation or, you know what I mean, just get your feel for around the room. Now, the awesome thing is if you have children coming, you want to make sure, because I know I have small children in my home, that you do have friendly, we call it kid-friendly food, okay, and an activity plan for the children. You may even want to have a separate setting for the children to sit at during Thanksgiving time and have that table decorated, maybe something that is on their level. You know, with kids, put a little, maybe a toy turkey on the table or, you know, something neat like crayons and a little coloring book with Thanksgiving on it, but something to make it fun for them as well so they'll feel a part of the holiday special. But you want to try to pay attention to your guest needs as the host of your Thanksgiving party. Now, a lot of guests may want to inquire in regards to what to wear, and that certainly depends on if you're having a more upscale party with fine wine and with appetizers and hors d'oeuvres, and then you're going to have, if you're going to have this, you know, five-course meal, or are you going to have something a little bit more simple in terms of hosting and putting together, you know, we call what is known as the traditional Thanksgiving meal of turkey and dressing. Then we have our mashed potatoes. Then, you know, you can have certainly your pies and things of that nature. But I like to be casual because I know that I like to be comfortable. But for those of you who are saying, you know, what should I wear? Some people like to dress up during this time of year. Me personally, I like to dress up during New Year's. But for Thanksgiving, I like it to be a little bit more laid back. And so certainly, though, if you are a guest and you're going to someone's home, find out what the attire is going to be because some people do like to dress up and make it a formal event versus something a little bit more laid back. Now, for the guests, you want to make sure that you're on time. And I know this is something that I battle with, my time management. I'm going to be honest with you. However, when you're late and someone's cooked for you and they're waiting for you and they're hungry, that is very, very rude. And so you want to at least give a courtesy call if you're going to be late, right? However, make sure that, you know, you arrive at least 15 minutes early. If the host say, you know, get there at 2, try to get there at 1:45 in case she's done cooking early or if she runs late all the time. Then, you know, you could certainly call and just kind of get a feel for what's going on there. Now, they also say it's good to bring a bottle of wine as a thank you gift for the host. It certainly depends on if they drink wine or if they drink Cavassier. But by all means, find out what your hostess likes to drink. If they drink at all, we do have some that are non-alcoholic. You can get the sparkling cider, which is what I usually get for my kids to make them feel grown like they're doing something. But you know how that is. So we get the little kitty cups for them, and I pour the little sparkling cider in it. They see the bubbles, and they just think it's champagne. So the other thing, though, is that if you are invited to someone's home and they have what's called a weird Thanksgiving dinner, something that you're not normally accustomed to, try to be as polite as you can, you know, try not to curl your nose up and say, oh, that's disgusting, or that's gross, or you wouldn't catch me eating that. Try to, you know, maybe try it out. You never know. It could be something that you really enjoy, you know. I say, hey, at least try it one time, something, at least once. It could be better than what you truly expected. At that moment, though, you know, I would recommend that you get something that, get a small portion of it, you know, so that you're not wasting the food if it wasn't something that you were satisfied with. The other thing is behaving yourself at the table, okay? Now, of course, most of us know the normal rules of table manners apply, which is get your elbows off the table, use your fork and knife properly, don't drink from the finger bowls, etc. Okay? And now food is being passed around. You want to take a small portion off the dish that appeals to you and off the platter of the bowl to the person that's seated beside you. Do not, it says, upon spotting butternut squash, okay, prepare to, you know, say, yes, the squash is all mine, no one else can have any. You know, just try to, you know, make sure that everyone around the table is served. Now, this is my thing. How can I say this? I believe that prayer is very important, very, very important. However, I believe in blessing my meals, my children. I teach them to pray before their meals, before bedtime. However, having a 20-minute prayer over Thanksgiving dinner, this is just my opinion, the food is going to be cold after that, okay? So we got to balance it out here. We need to find a happy medium to where you can still pray, you can thank the Lord for the good fellowship, the good food, you know what I mean? But we don't need to have a two-hour prayer session and then the food is cold. All right? Now, I think I love Thanksgiving. I do. It was my aunt's favorite holiday, and my aunt's no longer here with us. But I definitely want to say that, Aunt Jackie, this is for you. I love my aunt so much. This was a time where we would get together and have, you know, the family would get together all across the nation. And, you know, our family, we weren't a big family, but we were big enough. And we would all get together, and that was our time of unity and strength and to catch up on, you know, what's happening in one's life. And it was just truly a blessing because we were able to have that time and you know, share different recipes and things of that nature. And so I like Thanksgiving because of the fact that it's a really good time, not only to eat good, but to bond and to spend that quality family time together that ordinarily throughout your busy day you normally don't have to spend. So I enjoy it, and I think that, you know, it's an awesome time of year. This is my favorite time of year. I love Christmas. Christmas is certainly my children's favorite time of year, and we all know why, but you know, with Thanksgiving, you want to just make sure that you take the time to always be grateful. And, you know, sometimes in life when you're going through things, you look and you say, wow, you know, my life could always be worse. And I truly believe Thanksgiving is this time where you look back. Granted, every day I'm thankful for everything that God's done in my life. However, I just truly believe that Thanksgiving is a time to remind us that, you know, be grateful for what we have. in life. And thank God that, you know, we're able to still have our family. And for those of you who are listening who may not have family members, you know, I'm sure if you have close friends, you know, it's good to even have that one true friend in your life that can make a difference. And so I just truly feel that it's important to make sure that we savor the moment, because tomorrow's not promised. And this time of year makes me think about my Aunt Jackie. But by all means, getting back into the Thanksgiving etiquette, you want to make sure, like I said, that we respect the time, arrive on time with a smile on your face, plan to have a good time. You know, there's life and death in the power of your tongue. What you speak about, you think about. And so if you go to someone's home assuming or thinking to have a bad time, that's exactly what you're going to have. But when you go into someone's house with the mindset of, you know what, I'm going to make this a great day, I'm going to make this an incredible Thanksgiving holiday, then it will become incredible because you spoke life into the situation. And so that's what's really important, is to make sure that you have an attitude of gratitude. The next thing, make sure that you're dressed according to whatever it is the hostess attire or theme may be for that particular day. We all know that it's Thanksgiving, but is it upscale? Is it more casual? What is the attire going to be? And then certainly, last but not least, you want to make sure that you use proper table manners. Be respectful. Try not to chew and talk with food in your mouth. We all know you may get excited and overwhelmed at times, but by all means, if you have something to say, make sure that you've chewed all your food first. And then, too, you know, making sure that the children have their own separate play area or eating area and that they have activities that are planned accordingly. One game that my children and I love to play is Uno. We can play that game for an hour on end, you know, because it's something that they all can relate to. It builds the bond. It builds, you know, that quality time one-on-one, and we love it, you know, challenging one another to, you know, get the next winner into the family or whatever may be happening. But it is truly a blessing, and so we want to make sure that we take this time out to spend with loved ones and to spend and to share. I hope this segment has been helpful. I know it's brief, but by all means, I just want to say that I truly appreciate all of my listeners, all of, you know, the loyal listeners that have wrote me and told me your opinions and things you'd like to hear. Please continue to send a shout out to my email. If you have any more suggestions, you can send that to Brown Sugar Radio, and that's Sugar, S-U-G-A. Yes, I know, it's ghetto. However, it's Sugar, not Sugar Radio, at yahoo.com. Once again, my email is brownsugarradio@yahoo.com, or you can certainly hit me up on my MySpace, which you can locate me at Brown Sugar in Vegas. Okay, Brown Sugar in Vegas on my MySpace, and send me any more suggestions. I am certainly working hard to get some surprise celebrity guests. However, you know, with the holidays coming up, it's going to be a little difficult because people are in a rest mode now. So I will do the best that I can. I'm certainly working hard at making it happen. However, if it doesn't happen this month or next month, January is going to start with a tremendous bang, because that's when everyone will be ready to get back into the swing of things and start off the year an awesome day. So I'm going to go ahead for now and leave the show and just say thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you again on Brown Sugar Radio. Make it a great day, and happy Thanksgiving.